Sergeant Ott, how are you?
Good, Tony. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. We're going to talk about Code Red. What is Code Red?
Yeah, what Code Red is it's a community mass notification system. Basically, like what you would know as, some people would know as a reverse 911 system, where we as emergency management officials can do a callback if we have a disaster emergency.
Oh, this is something new for the Sheriff's Department?
Right, it is, right. We're in a joint effort with the City of Lansing Emergency Management Office to bring this to the residents, and we're pretty excited about it. It's a pretty good system.
And just to clarify, what's an emergency notification system?
Basically, if there's a disaster or an emergency somewhere in the city or county, we can record a message and we can push it out to residents through their phones, whether it's landline or cell phone.
How many folks do you hope to get signed up?
Oh, I hope to get everybody in the county signed up. One thing, we did a test call yesterday, and the test call was to validate the information that we currently had in our database using AT&T data and the data from our 911 center to call back all the landline phones in the county. We had about a 75% success rate on the first try. And then those people that don't have a landline phone or have an internet-based phone or have a business in the county, we're asking them to go to our website and opt in with that information. So if there's a message to be sent, that'll be attached to your address, and the message will be given to you.
The Code Red system gives the county 911 center the ability to deliver pre-recorded emergency telephone notification and information at a rate of about 1,000 calls a minute. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty fast. Like I said, we pushed out about 250,000 calls yesterday in 2 hours.
All right. I want to make sure that I get contacted. What do I have to do?
Go to our website. It's www.ingham.org, or you can go to the City of Lansing's website. That's www.lansingmi.gov, and you look for the Code Red link, and that'll take you right to the what's called the community notification enrollment, and you can put your information in, and it'll go into our database.
Now, what else will happen with this information? Will this be kept? Will it be given to anybody else? Will it be used for any other purposes?
No. It's in a secure database. We've licensed Code Red to store our data. They have secure facilities, 4 servers around the country, and all that information is secure. We're not selling it. We're not giving it. We're not going to be using it for any purpose other than during an emergency situation.
Does Code Red support TTY for the hearing impaired?
Yes, it does. And when you log in, you click that box, and it'll ask you for some additional information. It'll also ask you if you live in a mobile or manufactured home. It will ask you if you're a permanent resident or temporary. For some college students that might be here in town, they can put temporary. Or for the people that leave Michigan in the wintertime.
And the county and the City of Lansing won't be calling us constantly for any other reasons unless it's an emergency.
That's correct. Again, the data is in a secure database stored by Code Red, and it's a web-based system for us. We log in, and we can send the message to everyone in the county. We can pinpoint it to a certain geographical area that's affected, even down to one city street, one city block.
All right, and Sergeant Ott, just to clarify, what types of emergencies will Code Red be used for?
We would only use it in emergency or disaster situations, such as an evacuation notice. If there's something going on in your area, we need you to evacuate. A shelter in place where we'd want you to stay inside your home until whatever emergency or disaster has been taken care of.
Okay.
Any type of boil water notices, things like that.
Can I arrange to have Code Red here at the radio station or at my business?
Yes, you can, yes. And then when you log in, you say whether you're a business or a residence. And we, after our test call yesterday, we had about 5,000 people opt in just in the 8 or 9 hour period yesterday that I was here monitoring it. I checked it this morning. There was another 1,008. So the message is out there, and we encourage people to go and log in. Get on the database.
Is Code Red available outside of Lansing and Ingham County? Is it in Clinton or Livingston yet?
At this time, it is not, but I'm told that Eaton County, Jackson County, Clinton County, and Hillsdale County are talking with Code Red about the system right now.
Well, this is a no-brainer, isn't it, Sergeant?
It really is. I mean, there's There's no reason for people to be worried that we're going to give out their information. We're not going to use their data for sales calls. It's completely for emergencies only.
All right. Then for people who want more information about Code Red and how to sign up, where do they go?
Again, go to our website. It's ingham.org or lansingmi.gov. Look for the Code Red link and enter your information.
All right, Sergeant Anna, as always, thanks so much for your time. We'll talk with you soon.
All right. Thank you, Tony.